Yeah. Huh? Yeah, hire a girl. I don't know how the hell they can afford it, but they do.
I'll have to go down and visit before I leave then.
Little jobs for these young people. $10 a day, whatever.
But it used to be quite a gathering place, Bucksport, didn't you? You know, Hill and I was a kid, there was a lot of teams and saddle horses tied up there. About mail come twice a week, you know. And people bought all their groceries and stuff there. You know, there wasn't no cars as much them days. There was Model T's, you know, and they didn't run too far. Mostly downhill if you pushed them.
So it's lost population probably because of the car, because it's easier
yeah,
to drive to Gillette?
You can drive to town now, you know. It used to go to Gillette, it was a hell of a long day with a team and wagon. There was no roads them days, and a lot of times it took 2 days, you know, because it was just a trail. First time I went to Gillette, I was about 5 or 6 years old. I know it was 2 days going in there with a team and wagon. It was in the muddy and in the spring. And I know we met one car on the road in the 2 days. And it was a Model T. I think he was stuck in a mud hole or something. Pull him out, if I remember.
Yeah. When did they pave the roads?
Well, these roads, what have they been paved? What? Yeah, I must have.
Well, my dad came out and got into the additional homestead. And that was after 1929.
Yeah, well, this was all just gravel in 29, shale on in 29. And that just went to the other side of Spotted Horse to the bridge. And from there on, it was Arvada, the road went into Arvada and Clearmont and on to Sheridan. It was a mud road. I used to, rainy days, I'd go down Spotted Horse there, you know, and put chains on, lay down the mud and put somebody's chains on for a quarter, you know. I'd stay there all day and make money.
That's great.
And Pringle was the one who owned the store then, and he'd make these chains up. He'd buy them bulk and make them up, you know. And, God, he'd sell them fast, because them people come out from the east, you know, hell, they didn't know what mud roads were. And they were all stuck. They slide off the road, isn't it? They was old, mostly old four-cylinder cars then, you know, Model T's and old Stars and four-cylinder Chevrolets and stuff like that.
So he sold gas and chains, basically.
Yeah, and then the grocery store there, too. And there was a dance hall there one time, and the cyclone, that was about 45 years ago, I guess. Cyclone tore it all to hell, and that was the end of the dance hall.
Really? It was right there by where the grocery store is?
Yeah, at? Right this side. The foundation is still there.
How big of a dance hall was it?
Oh, it must have been 100 feet long and probably 50 feet wide, something like that.
I guess they would gather the people from all over the area.
Oh, yeah, beach. Gillette and all around. They have big dances there.
That's been great.
But there's several of them dance halls around the country, you know. And now they got the 4G over there. That was built in the 30s, WPA. They got one of Recluse that was built, one in Arvada. All built WPA work, you know, back in the 30s. They're all log buildings.
Do they use those much anymore?
They use them, yeah. Not as much as they used to, but they still use them.
So those were all built by the WPA?
Yeah. Okay. That was back, 35 or 6 long in there someplace.
You told me a little about your religion and education and occupation. Maybe you could tell me how many generations your family has been in the county, and how many years you've been in the county.
Well, I've been here about 79 years, I think. No, 69. I'm 71. That's getting worse.
It's been a long day.
We just celebrated our 50th here, 5th of March.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You look pretty youthful to be married 50 years. You must have got married when you were 10.
Oh, he's 21.